From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Federal Reserve policymakers meet in Washington today to assess interest rates in light of the Fed's decision to pump $600 billion into the U.S. economy to bolster growth. That policy is designed to lower rates, but they've actually risen some instead. Jason Clemens with the Pacific Research Institute in San Francisco tells the BBC the reason is ongoing unease about the federal deficit.
I would expect a great deal of concern coming from the Fed about medium and longer term rates based on, as I say, this unease about the longer-term ability of the U.S. economy and the U.S. government to service the size of debts that we're talking about.
The Fed is expected to make no change in interest rates today. The Senate is poised to approve the tax cut package worked out by President Obama and congressional Republican leaders, but NPR's David Wellner reports Democrats in the House are intent on making changes to the measure.
Both opposition and support for the two-year extensions of all the Bush-era tax cuts were bipartisan. Five Republicans joined 10 Democrats in voting against the measure. But most of their colleagues appear ready to send the proposal to the House for its approval. The problem is many House Democrats don't want to vote on the package in its current form. They insist on taking out an estate tax provision they see as too generous to the wealthy and replacing it with one that would generate more revenue for the Treasury. Doing so would mean the Senate would then have to approve such a change, and Republicans warn it could lead to the whole deal unraveling. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
A ruling by a federal judge in Virginia against a key element of the new health care law has opponents and supporters of that law preparing to take the dispute to the next level. The judge was ruling on a challenge brought by Virginia's Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli.
I think it's a reasonable presumption that this will all end at the U.S. Supreme Court. And while we look forward to getting there, we're much happier to go with a win in round one.
Cuccinelli commenting on a judge's ruling that the law's requirement that most Americans have health insurance goes too far. Two other federal judges, though, have found no problem with that provision. Veteran diplomat Richard Holbrook, the administration's point man for Afghanistan and Pakistan, has died of complications from surgery to repair his aorta over the weekend. He was 69. State Department spokeswoman Nicole Thompson reads from a statement by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
He was the consummate diplomat, able to stare down dictators and stand up for America's interests and values, even under the most difficult circumstances.
Holbrook served as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. and as a diplomatic troubleshooter. He was the chief architect of the peace accord that ended the war in Bosnia in 1995. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has narrowly survived a no-confidence vote in the lower house of parliament. He got by a similar vote in the Senate by a somewhat more comfortable margin. Despite the victories, though, the road ahead for his center-right government remains uncertain. This is NPR News from Washington. An airline industry group is projecting higher-than-expected profits for airlines this year and next. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the International Air Transport Association forecast out today says after a dismal couple of years, airlines are finally making money.
As the industry recovers from $50 billion in losses over the past decade, carriers have merged, raised airfares, and cut capacity on routes. As a result, the International Air Transport Association, known as IATA, says net profits will grow to $15 billion this year and $9 billion in 2011. That's higher than the group's previous forecast. Spokesman Steve Lott says the third quarter was a good one for the industry.
Revenues were higher than expected. Traffic was better than expected, which is good news as the economy tries to recover from recession.
The downside is that profit margins are still extremely low, and Lott says the price of fuel, a major cost for airlines, is expected to rise. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
First Lady Michelle Obama has visited with patients at the Children's National Medical Center in Washington. Mrs. Obama reading to the young people who greeted her.
"'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there."
The visit upholds a Christmas tradition by First Lady stretching back to the Truman administration. When Mrs. Obama led on that she hasn't decided yet what to get the president for Christmas, the kids were quick to offer ideas. One suggested candy, another said, "Get him a new hot tub." To which Mrs. Obama replied, "You think he's got an old hot tub?" I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.